Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Hey, what's up? This is Amy from The Interrupters.
Hey, it's Safer Mustard Plug.
Hi there, you wonderful Ska listeners. I'm Pauline Black.
Hey, this is Roger from Less Than Jake.
Hey, hey, this is Dan Vitale, singer of Bim Scala Bim and Steady Earnest.
Hey, guys, this is Steve from The Resignators.
Hey, this is Dan P. Hey, everybody, can I get an oh yeah?
Oh yeah!
Sasha. And hey, this is Graham. We're the Mad Caddies.
And you're listening to
Ska!
Let's talk about freedom. You might think it's cool and perfect thing, but I know a lot of people who have died for this idea. Don't forget about your history. We always fought for liberty, 'cause our country must be free. Sing with me if you agree. Ukraine must be free. Be free, Ukraine must be free. Everybody sing with me. Big brother's watching you. He feeds us lies, he eats our lives. But we can break his point of view. All we need, just stand and fight. All men create living inequality, but we're still fighting for liberty, 'cause our country must be free. Sing with me if you agree. Ukraine must be free. Ukraine must be free. Ukraine must be free. All together sing with me. Aye. All people must be free. All countries must be free. Be free. Sing with me if you agree.
Ukraine must be free. Ukraine must be free. Ukraine must be free.
All together sing with me.
Ukraine must be free.
What do we got to do?
Shake your weakness till it's a little apart. Lots of makes the years bleed. Forget cut your tongue. And if the sky was falling, would you match my pace as we ran? A bitch I could never wash this all away. Rise up again. So just mark my words, Doctor. Cause that would be something, something to say. I'm rolling on the river and I'm sinking like a stone. But see what I thought was, I have decent hair. I should have played full and now take a look at where I am. Life's lost me with the chance. What's it as it falls? This doesn't cause what's still shown. Based on nothing at all. It's been time to never. But my words are not, cause I was made something, something to say. It's been haunting me, I'm meant to say. It's been haunting me.
Midnight shower, slip in the fire with the hurricane break that you drive in my brain. Walking off look at my head. It's not that I'm swamped buried under the dead. It's just a daily grind to bring the daily bread. I wasn't born rich, I'm good looking instead. Wow, daily dally and I'm daily employed. I've got the daily something that is daily enjoyed. Well, the daily dally and I'm daily employed. I've got the daily something that is daily enjoyed. Joe's got me, I'm coming to green. Midnight shower, sleep in the flowers, and your hurricane break makes me rapid fire drag.
Howdy folks, this is Chris,
Andy
and Scott.
We are from The Living End and we're here for RAD, recording artists, actors and athletes against drink driving. I see a lot of things at gigs, dogs, nudity, clowns, but mostly people having a good time and a few drinks. What I'd hate to see is someone getting behind the wheel after they've been drinking. So if you plan a drink, plan ahead. Arrange a designated driver who won't drink or stay the night at a friend's place.
Nation Radio with Beefy is back for another week. Somehow, I have survived. Yes, a lot of people in the world have problems a lot worse off than me, but I have had an absolute stinker a few days, and I'll go into that a bit later on. You just heard Coquettish out of Tokyo and Japan, a band that didn't feature in our Tokyo special a couple of weeks ago, so I thought, oh, I'll sneak them in this time around. That was called Coffee Song off Change This World, their third album they put out in 2015. They've been around a long, long time, though. They formed in Tokyo in 1998. We kicked off this week's Ska Nation Radio with Beefy with The View out of Ukraine, out of Kiev. Ukraine must be free. Now, I mentioned about people being a lot worse off than my situation right now. And those people in Ukraine, those people in Palestine and Israel, to name but a few, are definitely in a worse situation than I am right now. Our hearts go out to those people in compromised areas, in war zones, to families that have innocent lives been taken from them for no good reason in particular. So we're using Ukraine Must Be Free as our anthem for world peace, our anthem for strength and solidarity of those people and families and innocent bystanders that are caught in pretty awful situations. Ukraine must be free. All nations must be free. It was off the VO's Green album in 2017. If you want to support bands in compromised areas, there is a website called bandcamp.com. You can write the VO, V-Y-O. You can look up their back catalogue. You can buy their music, their digital music, and that money will go directly to the VO. You can do the same for any bands in those regions or cities or countries that are compromised right now. So if you want to put Tel Aviv, if you want to put Jordan, if you want to put Golan Heights, West Bank, Sudan, Judah, whatever you want, you can look up bands in those towns, cities, regions, countries, and you can buy their digital music. That way that money goes directly to the bands who can't record new music, can't do gigs, can't sell merch. That will go to support some families that probably need help more than us right now. So please check out bandcamp.com. It is an awesome website. You can jump on lots of bands from all around the world. You can look up ska, you can look up punk, you can look up rock and roll, you can look up freeform jazz if you really want to, if you're that way inclined. And it will bring up all the bands that have tagged their music as that. So in the example of the VO, if you click on the Green Album, down the bottom of the Green Album, you can listen to the Green Album, by the way, just press play and it'll take you through it. It's a bit like other streaming services, but the bands don't get any payment for streaming in this instant. You can click on the tags that are down the bottom of the page. One of them will say ska. In our instance of the VO, it will bring up all ska bands. You can then do a search by new releases, bestsellers, A to Z's, I think, is on there. And then you can do your location search, Ukraine, Australia, Canada, Texas, Dallas, Denton, whatever you like. It will bring up those bands from those regions, as long as they tag themselves from those towns. And then buy digital music, buy a track, buy an album, do whatever you need to. I'm just putting it out there that streaming services, and I did look this up, if you buy one album from Bandcamp, that is the equivalent. I have mentioned 10,000 plays on streaming services. No, it's not. It's 100,000 plays on other streaming services, which becomes the equivalent of one album purchase. So just putting that in perspective there. Alrighty, so check out bandcamp.com. Look up the VO, VYO. They're from Ukraine. Look up any Israeli band, any Palestinian band, any South Sudanese band, Taipei, Taiwan, any compromised region. You can be charitable with the band's members. Will love your support. And you can go out and discover new music as well. All right, we kicked this week's Ska Nation Radio with Beefy off with Mr. Coffee, who gathered for a reunion gig at Ska Nation last year down at Colac. They put out an album in 2006, which is a live album called Live at the Marquee. I just played track number two. Should have played Roulette. Obviously, it was live. Mr. Coffee there. What a band. Hopefully, they will be back for more. I believe a lot of their members living in far away places, so they don't get to play at all anymore. So if we can facilitate that once a year, I'm sure we would do that. Then we went to Jamaica, 1962. A little boy called Robert Marley. 1962, Bob Marley would have been 17, I reckon. His first single, One Cup of Coffee, was a split single with the legend himself, Ernest Wrangling, the A side. Well, the other side, I suppose, was Exodus from Ernest Wrangling, way before the Scar explosion. But Bob Marley there, not officially Bob Marley, Robert Marley. There you go, One Cup of Coffee. Up to Boston, the mighty, mighty Boston's 1992. More Noise and Other Disturbances came out in 1992. Cowboy Coffee was on that album. Nice little track. Don't play that at all. In fact, I don't think I've even really taken any notice of it until today. And then, like I said, we finished off with Coquettish from Tokyo in Japan off their 2015 album, Change This World, the coffee song. Yep, Mr. Coffee, One Cup of Coffee, Cowboy Coffee, and the coffee song. I'm going to let you into a little secret. If you're not friends with me on Facebook, and you can be, I'm more than open to be friends on Facebook and social media. I don't know if I did this on Twitter. Anyway, on Friday, we had a grant submission due 2 p.m. on Friday afternoon. At 10:35, I dropped a full cup of coffee on my laptop. Oh, yes, indeedy. I can tell you now, the laptop didn't make it. Yeah. Rest in peace, the Hewlett-Packard, I don't even know what it was called. The Omen, I think I used to have. Yes, used to have. So that's gone to the big computer graveyard in the sky. And I'm left with a not as good laptop that I use for other purposes, but that is now the number one laptop in Beefy's world. I've lost all my software. I've lost all the music from this show. A lot of it I have on USB, but, oh man, it's not good. So, it's a little bit of a different show this week because, one, I haven't got access to the mastering software I used to create this show. Yeah, I put a bit of work into this show. It's weird to think. So we're going to do some weird and wonderful stuff, but the music's going to be the same and you get a lot of different stuff thrown at you. But this week is going to be a little bit different. So rest in peace, my laptop. I did get the grant submission in, by the way, so fingers crossed we'll get that, and that will only mean bigger and better things for Scar Nation if that comes to fruition. This first half of Scar Nation Radio with Beefy, you will get the theme very, very quickly. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for listening. Thank you for spending a bit of time with me. I am not quite as upbeat as usual, and you can understand why. Like I said, though, a lot of people are in a worse position than me. I've always said for a long, long time, things that can be bought can be replaced. I'll just leave that there. Just think about that for a while. Let's go to Gainesville in Florida, shall we? Less Than Jake put out an album in 1995 called Pezcore. It was their debut album. Off that album is a little track called Black Coffee. from Gainesville in Florida. Their debut release was the Yours Truly EP. Salty Coffee was off that little EP. Those guys formed in 1993. They were around way up until the kind of mid-2000s. Only a couple of albums. Quite a few singles, though, they put out. Good to hear the Usuals. Or they were just called Usuals, actually, not The Usuals, which is kind of strange to say sometimes. I am pretty sure I have not played Usuals before on Ska Nation Radio. So, no time like the present. Another band, out of Gainesville in Florida, also putting out their debut release called Pezcore. The band were called Less Than Jake. Black Coffee was on that album from 1995. You are tuned in to Ska Nation Radio with Beefy. I'm Beefy. I'm not happy, but the music, I'm going to try and make myself a little bit more happy. Oh, yeah. If I can, I will. We're going to go to Krumbach in Germany right now. The band are called Skaos. They went quiet for quite a while in about the mid-2010s. They came back with a little single called Coffee. Haven't done much since then. Skaos!
Farmer's always been love. Wake up this morning, early at 5 o'clock. It's like a warning, the sound of my alarm. Get out of your bed, get up, go to work, you're late. Down, 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 it's the sound in my head. Boom, 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 it's a making me mad. Can't wait for the signal, I need a coffee break. Coffee, yeah, absolutely coffee. I can live no more without coffee. Yes, I'm on my way, go to the coffee shop. Behind the counter, the cutest thing I know. Coffee black, coffee blue, she's my German queen. Ooh, 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 help me through my day. Ooh, 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 take me far away. Coffee black, coffee sweet, coffee ooh. Through my day, ooh, 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 take me far away. Coffee black, coffee sweet, coffee blue. Sugar, 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 the perfect match.
coffee, coffee, sugar, 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 the perfect match.
Coffee, 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 sugar, 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 the perfect match. Well, it wasn't the perfect match of my bloody laptop, was it? The Magnetics out of Milan in Italia. Big shout out to Ali Arriva, who has pumped the Magnetics into the stratosphere. Recently put out an album with Susan Cadogan as well, live in Italy. It came out a couple of weeks ago, I think. Coffee and Sugar is the title track off the Magnetics' second album. If you've not checked out the Magnetics, you should do. They are very, very good and busy by all accounts. Before that, Chaos out of Krumbach in Germany. Krumbach, basically, if you're in Milan, if you're in Berlin and you're heading west to Stuttgart, you're probably, you might touch on a Krumbach. But here's a warning for you. If you're going to the Freibad Krumbach, it closes at 8 p.m. Yes, Freibad Krumbach closes at 8 p.m. Make sure you go to the Wildpark Edelkrebsjut Mindelzell, 4.3 stars for the wildlife park in Krumbach. So if you're in Krumbach, check out the crew from Chaos. Then make sure you go to Freibad Krumbach. But it closes at 8 p.m. Coffee was the name of their single they put out in 2019. Chaos, what a band. Originally formed in 1982. Oh, yes, indeedy. 9 albums, I think, and a load of other stuff. They were a mainstay on the European ska circuit for some time. Not entirely sure if they're playing it too much at the moment, but I, for one, would go and see them if they were playing in my hometown. That's for sure. I might even travel. You never know. No, I would. We are paying tribute to the fallen laptop that I managed to drop a full cup of coffee on Friday. Oh, yes. Not a good day for me. Really? It's going to be expensive, and I've lost, at this point in time, about 8 years of data. It was a very, very strong cup of coffee in more ways than one. And that brings us on to the Cat Empire. On their 2007 album, So Many Nights, they put out a song called Strong Coffee.
It's like the sound of St. Petersburg's bells banging in my head. Night train rattle shaking, rumble to the cap of bunk bed. Hey, hey, hey. The segment says something about the superstatic travel tension that we get. My magic woman met this woman while the wheels squealed and the tracks stay gripped and sped. Wow, my mighty eye got me thinking about soul in a whole new way. We took the stroll, got that hammer cheese roll, that's a strong coffee. start to levitate. The next thing I knew, above the city gates, thrice over steeple tops, and all I could think to say was, you be the Kremlin, I'll be the saint, and you could be the person from the head of state. Hey, hey, I need some strong coffee. Soul in a whole new way. Whoa, hey, hey.
very freshly named Stan or Itchy from Bern in Switzerland. They only did one album called Sweatin' Suits. 2008, Addicted to Coffee was off that album. I'm not sure what happened to Stan or Itchy. Both of them, obviously. But I like that tune. I'm going to check out a bit more of Stan or Itchy. Not that there's much more to come from them, but I like to do it anyway. Before that, the Cat Empire out of Melbourne, Australia, mate, when they were a great band back in 2007. The album came out so many nights and Strong Coffee came on that one. They've got a gig coming up with the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra, or it may have already been, but that was going to be quite interesting to see how they approached that with the massive horn section and the orchestra. I don't know if it's been. I was going to look it up, but I couldn't be bothered. Oh, I'm in a funky mood still. I really am. We are lamenting the loss of my laptop with 8 years of work, including a lot of stuff linked to this show, unfortunately. So I am going to be mining the depths of that hard drive to see whatever I can recover off it. And hopefully it will be everything, but I haven't got around to it yet. All right, let's go to Exeter. We never really say that too much. Exeter in Devon in England. Scarcore band called 51st State. This is off their Plastic EP, simply called Coffee.
Let's play the party shit. Yeah, 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 yeah. Let's play the party shit. Put in the head. Let's play the batshit. Yeah, 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 yeah. Budeme happy. Let's play the party shit. Yeah, 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 yeah. Let's play the party shit. Budeme happy. Let's play the party shit. Yeah, 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 yeah. Let's play the party shit. Budeme happy. Let's play the party shit. Yeah, 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 yeah. Let's play the party shit. Budeme happy. Let's play the party shit. Yeah, 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 yeah.
From Minneapolis in Minnesota, the Prize Fighters off their 2019 album Firewalk, Burnt Toast and Black Coffee. The Prize Fighters, they put out a fantastic album last year called Punch Up. Big shout out to Courtney Close of the band, who always keeps us updated with what's going on with the Prize Fighters. Before that, Definitivny Ontotique. Yes, say that when you've had quite a few sleepless nights. Definitivny ententik from Litvinov town in the Czech Republic, or Czechia as it is now. These guys have been around since 1994. I've just tried to do a kind of Google Translate of definitivny ententik. There isn't one. I'm pretty sure definitive something. Definitive entity. I don't know. It doesn't really matter, does it? Hente Ham Ham is the album they put out in 2017. I have listened to this today. I am now a fan of Definitivny Entetik. Check out these guys. Also, this is a good chance to tell you, if you follow me on social media, just look up Scar Nation Radio on Twitter and Facebook. All the playlists are there, and I make sure I spell the names of the bands correctly, so you can go and look them up and search them out for yourself, and you can play the albums on streaming services or try and check them out on Bandcamp so you can buy their albums. Check out Definitivny Entetik from Czechia. Hente Ham Ham is the album I've listened to today. It is so good. They call themselves a ska alternative rock group. It is such a good album. I don't understand a word they're saying, but the music is fantastic. So please check them out and check me out on social media as well. Check out all the podcasts, all the playlists, whatever else I manage to post. By the way, I've lost all my live videos, so I'm going to have to download them back off Facebook. Ah, I'm not happy, Jen. Not happy at all. What do we start that off with? Our 51st state out of Exeter in Devon. How are we going, my lover? A drum and bass punk hardcore duo that formed in 2008, the old 51st state. Four albums in, including the Live in Bridgewater album from 2012. Bridgewater, officially the smelliest town in Britain at one stage. There was another band from Bridgewater, Shoot the Moon, I think they were called, who notified me at some stage when I kept reminding them of the smelly nature of Bridgewater, that it was due to a cling film factory or plastics factory, and that was the smell. But it closed down, so it's now smelling okay. So big shout out to 51st State. Their Plastic EP came out in 2009. Apparently it also came out in 2022 as well. But there you go. So that is a Scar Nation Radio debut for 51st State, who officially aren't a ska band, apparently, I am told. We're going to go back to Boston right now. Skavuvi and the Epitomes, who are reforming to play at Supernova later this year. They put an album out in 1999 called The Growler. This is the Coffee Connection.
Is it a coffee house? The place I know we'll meet. I'm not hard to find. Just turn on any streets. Who am I? Where am I at? I'm sick of peace, but there's no more that. Since when does drinking coffee feel like wearing a white hat? One old tin can, a bottomless cup. I think they once were full. I know they're older right up. Now 10,000 cups won't taste the same. They burn my bookies, I forget your name. The battles are gone and there's no one else to blame. Seattle, Brooklyn, or Berlin, I can't tell which city I'm in. Identical twins pouring black sin.
I hate coffee.
The kid selling the beans is wearing a beret. And there's a beatnik bottle of Monterey mushroom travel mug on sale today. Can you dig it, Daddy O? You're on a poster, you're in a show. A million places to be, but nowhere left to go. Let's relax, let's take a break by drinking swill and stay awake. ID would optimize the intake.
I hate coffee. I hate coffee. I hate coffee.
Disposable cups, disposable town. I've been pretending I just closed down. Too many faces, no sound. I know this place, I've seen it on TV. And the same set means the same story. Why's a mocha the same as a martini? Anyone for tea? Or blue Northland? Or cyanide? Pick your poison, you decide. Coffee's selling out, doing well, but I can't seem to lose that smell. They're making money, meaning movie stars, but my life's gone to hell. Well, you can take your stars and you can take your bucks, stick it up your ass, coffee sucks.
I hate coffee.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Stop in and save big money on your next outdoor lumber project now at Menards. Menards has the largest selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber and decking, and it's easy to load in our outdoor lumber yard. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our deck design program in-store or on Menards.com. Check out our weekly flyer for more great deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Tonight.
breeze. I long for kisses and days like these.
Oh, come on, baby, you know how I
you know how
feel. I feel. Ask for with
hold my hand and walk with me.
I know a nice place by the sea.
Black and white, coffee and cream. Don't worry, baby.
They were out of Adelaide. They only put out one album called Universal Idiot. And that's how I feel right now, because we are paying tribute to the fallen laptop of Mr. Beefy that died, passed away just 4 days ago. Yes, I spilled a cup of coffee on my laptop and it went boom all over for 8 years of history of that workhorse. It was a workhorse, people. I used it most days, every day, for a lot longer than it's supposed to be used for, and it's been through a lot, and unfortunately it is no longer. Coffee and Cream was the name of that one. The band were called the Idle Hands Collective out of Adelaide. Not really heard anything about Idle Hands Collective previously, but I really do like that tune, Coffee and Cream. Please check out the Idle Hands Collective, and if any members of the band want to get back together and play again, I would love to see it. Before that, Scavuvi and the Epitones out of Boston. The Growler came out in 1999. It was actually their last release. The Coffee Connection is off that album. They are reforming to play at Supernova International Ska Festival that is taking place September 13 to 15 in Fort Monroe, Virginia. The Selector have recently been announced as the headline act, as is Inspector Roy Ellis, teaming up with the Agrolites, the Slackers, Scavuvi and the Epitones, the Pie Tasters, Five Iron Frenzy. Laura Jane Grace is doing an Operation Ivy set with her backing band, Catbite. Hey Smith out of Japan. Johnny Osborne, Jamaican legend. The Pioneers, Jamaican legends. Big D and the Kids Table, the Mad Caddies, who headlined our Ska Nation Festival last year. The Planet Smashers out of Canada, eh? Memphis Ska Follies, Chris Murray, Catbite, Doped Up Dollies, Los Scanales, the Kilograms featuring Joe Gilliman, former Mighty Mighty Boss Tones man, Hub City Stompers, and a load more. What a weekend, extended weekend that is going to be. In fact, I've just looked in the bottom and the Prize Fighters are playing as well, who I just played a minute ago. If you are going to be in Virginia in September, then get yourself along to Supernova. It is going to be a monster weekend. The Resonators played there last year and they had an awesome, awesome time. All right, that's it for the end of Ska Pod number one, your first hubbing of Ska for this week. There has been a theme. It has been a coffee theme, and it has been a remorseful theme for me. Yes, my laptop is dead, and it's taken a bit of my soul with it as well, because there's 8 years of work on that bloody hard drive, and I am hoping it can be rescued. On Saturday night at the Prince, Monkey Spanner teaming up with Looney Tunes here in Melbourne. What a night that's going to be. Tickets are still available. A night of awesome two-tone style ska. It is going to be a belter. The boys played together last year. We're going to go out with Tommy McCook and the Supersonics, a tune called Black Coffee, got released in 1969. Tommy McCook, one of the founding members of the Scatterlights. In fact, the Scatterlights got some new material I'm going to play in Scapod number 2, but that's going to come up a bit later on. Tommy McCook, actually, I think he did some stuff with the Techniques who we played last week, because Winston Riley, I think it was his heavenly birthday, so we did Winston Riley with the Techniques and Dave and Ansel Collins with On This Day in Ska last week. There is no On This Day in Ska this week because we are gone the coffee theme instead. Tommy McCook died of pneumonia and heart failure in Atlanta in 1998. He was 71. An absolute legend of ska. Basically one of the most prominent reggae guys of the era. Did a lot of work with Cox and Dodd and Bunny Lee. And he was a Cuban, actually. Anyway, we're going to finish up with Tommy McCook and the Supersonics, Black Coffee. Thankfully, I won't have to do this type of show again. Rest in peace, Beefy's Laptop.
Oh, my goodness!
There, Beefy.
Hey, Rob.
Do you have nothing to do all the time?
Yes, I've got nothing to do all the time, Rob.
Well, guess what? I've found something that you can do with your nothing time.
What's that, Rob?
Listen to a great podcast called 365 Days of Sport.
Right.
It stars you and me.
Oh, wow.
So, other people can listen to it besides the people who are on it.
Yeah.
If you want.
Get it wherever you get your podcast from. We're on Spotify too. 365 Days of Sport. It's the podcast you never knew you wanted to listen to.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.